Kiribosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Snozir, daf Samach Hey. My second and last blot before the end of the Masechta, very exciting. Our Mishnah today, we're here in the Samach Dalam Abbez at the bottom. The Mishnah has absolutely nothing to do with what we've been talking about, Kedarko Kodesh and the Gemara. But the Rosh explains why are we talking about this? Because the last thing in the last Mishnah, if you remember, and Samach Gimel, said Shereglaim Ladover, because it makes sense, that it literally means there are legs to the matter, but it means it's logical, that logical what? That logical that the Heter of Tumas at the home would only apply to someone who's Tahor, right? We said that Cheskas Tame Tame, Cheskas Tar Tar, right? We're going to apply this Kula of what's it called, of Tumas at the home. Right, that is only going to be shaykh to someone who's tahor. We're not going to change someone who is tamei to change him into tahor. Okay, but either way, we said reglaim ladover, and that's what we're going on. We're going to have that also in our mishnah as well. So this mishnah, interestingly enough, talks about whether you're allowed to move someone who's been buried. In what scenario are you allowed to move someone who's been buried? Just a little bit of a background. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Samach Zayin, says that it's aser to move a kever yadua, a grave that is known, does not give the reason why, but the Gemara Bav Basra on Daf Kuf Nun Hey, right, says that's because of nivel hames, because it is disrespectful, disgusting, bothersome to the mace, and then the post can, you know, explain and don and exactly what that means, but that's basically the halacha. If it's a kvura that was not yadua, if it's not known, if it's someone, you know, who you just find buried randomly, haphazardly, then you are allowed to move it. And again, the assumption is that this person was buried there temporarily, and at some point in the future they were going to move it, but, you know, they didn't give them a proper kvura, and therefore you're allowed to move it. So with that little short little background, let's dive in. Hamotzi meis b'tchila. First, and finds a meis. B'tchila sometimes means l'chachila. Right, initially, meaning for the first time, you didn't realize, right, that it was there. You didn't realize that it was, it was a kever, and you just happen to find a dead body. If mushkov kadarko, if it's lying normally, and we'll see what that means in a second, notlo, you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take it, and you're allowed to move it somewhere else. Vestfusaso, and you also have to take the halacha is you also have to take tfusaso. Tosus explains, right, that the mace kind of melts into the ground a little bit, so you have to take the dirt around the mace, and we'll find out exactly how, you know, what exactly that means. Shnayim, if you find two bodies, so then, notlan, you can take them, vest fusos, and then the dirt around them. But matzah shlosha, but if you find three, so then, miyesh bein zelaze midalat amos ve'ad shmona, if you have between each one from four amos until eight, harizu shchunas kvaros, then that is considered to be, that's an actual, it literally means a neighborhood of graves, but that means that's a proper graveyard, and then you are not allowed to move it, and we assume that those were placed there on purpose. Why is it 4 to 8 amos? So I'm not going to get into the math right now, but you can check out Rashi, you can check out the notes on the art scroll, perhaps. But basically, the way they used to bury, right, they used to have these types of kind of like crypts, where they used to have a certain space. Right, maybe it was 4 to 8 amos. Maybe it could be talking Rashi. I think the Mefarsh says somewhere the Alexandra. So somehow you calculate the diagonal or something to that effect. I'm not sure. I personally understand it entirely. But this definitely is worth to check out. But that's what the Mishnah says. Both the Kemenu Lahalan Esrimama. And then, meaning if you do find what's called a Shchunas Kvaros, right, a proper graveyard, so you have to check 20 amos in each direction, because very often, right, back in the day, they, again, just to run the math a little bit, they used to have the way they used to set up is it used to consist of 20 amos long. They used to have these crypts that were 20 amos long, so it could be that you're at one edge of it, right? You don't know in which direction it goes, right? So you have to check in each direction, right, 20 amos to see if there's anything else going on over here. Matzah echad basov esrim amos, and then if you find one at the end of 20 amos, so then both the kenim and elhalan esrim amos, right? And then you have to go even another 20 amos, because maybe that was the edge, right, of the kever, and really the three you found are not shaykh, right? And then that's what we say over here, shereg laim ladavar, because it makes sense, it's possible, right? Right, even if you find, right, only one mace in the middle, right, you have to keep on going 20 amos, right? It could be that was, you know, that's how it's laid out, right? 20 amos between each set of kvaros. Sheila Tchila Matzo Not Lo Vestuvus also, and if it, even though right that one body that you found 20 amos away, right, theoretically if you had found that immediately initially, right, you could have taken it out, but now that we have these other kvarim, these other three dead bodies, so then we assume it's a graveyard, and then you're not allowed to move it. Okay, fine. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says a couple of languages in the Mishnah that seem to we can don out certain things. Matzah, right? If you found right a grave, problem matzah, that excludes someone some grave that was found. Meaning that was known about. That was not that you found it initially, but it was found. Meaning it would have been found. Meaning it was there already, and people knew about it. It's that you're not allowed to exhume, I believe the word is. Mace, and if the Mishnah said, if a guy died, right, Pratla Harug, that excludes someone who was killed. If someone was killed, you are allowed to move him, because we assume that's not where they really wanted to bury him. You just find a dead body who got stabbed, right? So then you're allowed to move him regardless. Mushkov, right, if it was lying properly, right, lying in the proper way, so that Prat Leyoshev could, Leyoshev, that excludes if he was sitting up, which as they explain, the Mepharshim explained over here, is that that's how often they used to bury Goyim, right, and again, this halacha does not apply to Goyim, so if you could find a dead body and he's sitting up, right, in his grave, so that would be indicate that he's a Goyim, and these halachas don't apply. Kedarko, if he's lying down in like the proper way, Prat le Sharosho Munach Ber Yerachosav, right, that excludes if his head was between his knees, but again, also kind of one of the ways that the Goyim used to bury. Tani Ula Bar Chanina. Ula Bar Chanina taught, Mish Shechasar Ein lo tfusa, right? If a mace is missing, right, meaning that he's not entirely, you don't have the entire body, right? So then there is no halacha of tfusa. You don't have to take the dirt underneath him. V'lo shchunas kvaros, and you don't have this halacha of a graveyard, 20 amos, etc. V'chol honey my time, lo aminan. And why do we say that all of these are not included, right? I mean, in all these halachos, because dilma of kachavim, because we're concerned, right? We're nervous that maybe it's a guy, right? And then you don't have the din of all the kavu that you're supposed to treat a dead Jewish body. Tov, vayter. Let's say you find two bodies, but they're lying in different directions, right? One is north-south, and one is south-north. So, you don't have these halachos, right? They don't apply, because we assume that that's not how Jews are buried. We assume that they're going. Matzah shlosha, right? If you find three, right, so let's say, again, we said three, that turns it into Shkunas Kvaros. But, Ha'echad Yadu Avishnaim Tchila, right? Again, you knew about one grave, but you didn't know about two other bodies. Oh, or Shnaim Tchila Avishnaim Yaduim. Well, you found two that you knew about and two that you found that you didn't know about. So, Inland Tchuz of Inland Shkunas Kvaros, right? You don't have to take the two, so you don't have Shkunas Kvaros, right? It's not Shaykh to the 20 almost thing. You need to have three of them. That were lying in a row. And Maisa Berebi, Berebi Yeshevav, Shabbadak, Umatza Shnaim Yiduin, Vechad Tchila. Sure enough, this happened to Rabbi Yeshevav. He found two Yiduin, two graves that they knew about, and one extra one that they kind of just found there afterwards. Ubikish Lassan Shkunas Kvaros, and he wanted to say that no, this is a Shkunas Kvaros, this is a graveyard. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, no, Kosh Yigata Larik Yigata, and all this effort that you put in, right, is unnecessary, because Lo Amar Shkunas Kvaros, El Gimme Yiduin, El Shosha Tchila, right, the only, this halacha of Shkunas Kvaros only applies, right, if you have three graves that you knew were there, or if you find, right, three new, or for the first time, you find three bodies, right, in a row. Okay, Tfusasan, what is that? Right, what is Tfisa? What is Notlan is Tfusasan? So, Echidamik Tfusa, what is that? So, I'm going to review the Amakra. It doesn't mean, hey, what is it, right? We explained it, we didn't explain yet, so let's explain now. That you have to take three Tfachim. Right from underneath the body, because we assume that the body is somewhat melted somewhat into the dirt. So in that, when it says hechidami ketuza, right, usually again lashon nazir is mishuna, right? So hechidami usually means what's the halacha? So how does it work? Or describe it for me. But here it means how do you know that you have to take some of the dirt with the mace when you move it somewhere? Rav Yehuda makra pasuk tezu and sasani mi mitzrayim pasuk. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov says to Yosef, right, take me out of Mitzrayim, look for a time, for a sum, and bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Tol imi, right? Take some, right, with me. Meaning the point of the Pshat was, right, that you didn't have to say carry me out of Mitzrayim. They were in Mitzrayim, they knew Mitzrayim, so it must be take some of Mitzrayim with me, right? Take some of the dirt, right? That's under my body. The Kamishir Tfusa, well, I guess, right, that's why we didn't mention it. How much Tfusa do you have to take? So, Perish, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, or Rabbi Elazar. Notel Afar Tichuach, the Chover Bzula Gimel Tzbos. Right, you take all the soft dirt around, all this, and then you dig in the besula, means the virgin dirt, meaning the dirt that has not been disturbed, three etzbos. Right, you take basically three, not, what did I say, four? Tzvachim? No, so three etzbos, three etzbos deep of the dirt that has not been disturbed. Mesvi, hold on one second. The Gemara says, I'll ask you, Kasha. Bekamashir Tfusa, how much is that? Pir Shabi Elazar Bar Bitzalok, Notel Zak Kismon. Right, you have to take right the kismet, not kismet. That's the wood chips from any coffin or whatever. Fezak sosos, any big clods of dirt. Right, you throw away the stuff that's definitely not from the. You know, you can get rid of that stuff that's definitely not shy to the body. Anything that was, let's say, a rock or something that wasn't relevant to this halacha. Uminiachas esfekos, and you put the esfekos, the suffek dirt, if you're not sure if it had, you know, parts of the body in it, so then you leave that in a safe place, so nobody becomes tamei. Vesham is tarif l'rov binyan hashemes. And the rest of it, meaning the rest of the things that you can find, right, anything part of the body, right, can kind of be used to figure out, right, if you have the majority, right, of the mace, l'rovat samos, or if you have a rova, which is the amount of bones you need, the quarter of bones, a quarter of a kav. Or if you need the amount of rekev, meaning anything that you find can kind of combine to make a person tame, but it doesn't mention the shalosh esbos. So who the Amar ki Aitanas Rabbi Elazar must hold like the following tana. The tanya is one of the prices of a kamishit tfusa. How much is tfusa? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Ben Azai notel avar tichuach v'chol for kibzula by shalosh esbos. Right, is exactly what Rabbi Elazar said, that you take all of the dirt that's kind of soft and been kind of the body could have melted into, and then you take the dirt that's not been disturbed, right, up till three fingers. Okay. Both the Kemenu, again, we had said that if you find that this Shkunas Kvaros, you have to check 20 Amos in each direction. Amar Rava, Badak Upana, Badak Upana, Badak the Eshkach, meaning, let's say Badak Upana, right? He checked and then he. Pana means he cleared out. I mean, he found the body and he brought it out, right? Because he only found one body. And then Badak, he checked again and he found another body. And then finally, Badak Ve'eshkach, and then finally he found a third body. Right? And then theoretically, if he had found all three of them at the beginning, that would have been Shkunas Kvaros and he wouldn't be allowed to move them. But now you found them one at a time. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is a little high mefanile. You can't move the third one, gabe hanach trei, to the other one, but v'lo hanach trei, v'lo hani trei, l'gabe haichad. But you don't have to bring the other two back. Meaning you found that, enichanami, you should not have moved them, but we're not going to disturb the mason again, right, to bring them back to where they originally were. Iga de Amri, some people say, Amarava came shenot reshuz l'fanos mefana. Right, some people say that, no, Rav says, once you started taking these bodies away, it's as if they weren't there. Meaning that it's not that you found three corpses, right, three bodies in a row, right? It's just that you found one and one, and now that you found a third, it's okay. Now that's also treated as one, and you could move it. So therefore, Falahon, right, you can move, right, all of them. Aye, but what happened? V'lish linuk shunas kvaros. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? According to this version of Rava, right, why isn't that not considered to be a shunas kvaros? You have three bodies that were there. So much luggish. Because they wanted to be Matar Eretz Yisrael as much as possible. Meaning that they wanted to make sure, again, that we don't want to have all these Shkunas Kvaros and mark off all these graveyards right in Eretz Yisrael, right? If we wanted to make sure that the little amount of Eretz Yisrael as we can make into basic Kvaros, right? That's we want to make it Tahor, right? As much as Eretz Yisrael can be, we want to avoid, right, and minimize the areas of Tumas. Therefore, we're not going to mark this whole area off as Ishkunas Kvaros. Badik Meshir Amos v'lo Matzamai. Let's say he didn't find anything, right? We in the Mishnah said we look for 20 Amos and then you find one, etc. Let's say he found one at the end of 20 Amos, you have to make another 20 Amos. Let's say he didn't find anything. Right, so what do? Right, and again, theoretically, right, if you find three mason, usually you find more. But now you look around 20 amos all around. So maybe, right, what's the din? Meaning, initially we had assumed that if you find three bodies, that's a shkunas kvaros, you can't move them. But let's say now you look 20 amos around in each direction, and there's nothing else. There's nothing there. So it's only these three bodies. So maybe that's not a proper graveyard. So Amar of Menashe, Bar Yemi, Amar of shkunas kvaros. Right, no, it is. So my time. Well, what's the reason? I'm Reish Lakish. And this is why it's a little bit weird. Usually the gears is a little weird that it's here. Actually, Ila Matzo Tira Vitura. If it's Israel, it doesn't make that line doesn't make sense because they're being machmir, right? They're saying it is a Shkunas Kvaros. All right, so maybe some people take out that line. Fine. Let's do one more Mishnah. Then we'll get to the Mishnah on the bottom. We'll leave that for tomorrow for the Siyum because Amud Beis on Samach Vav is pretty short. Kol Safek Negayim Betchila Tahor. Right, any suffix tsaras, again, this is also like kind of like once we're talking about tumah, right? We're not talking about raglein ledavar, but since you know we're talking about sveikos, right, again, we'll see. There's some raglein ledavar in the next mishnah, so we're kind of throwing it all in here. But it called suffix negayim betchila, right? If you have again, it's similar to the kind of the word betchila we had in the last mishnah. Okay, any suffix negayim. If a person has a suffix, whether he has tsaras. So betchila, right? If there's a suffix initially, meaning there's certain things that tsaras looks like, and we're not going to do that right now. But there's certain different types of tsaras, and sometimes it's not clear. So if it's betchila tahor, right? If it's initial, right? I mean, it's at the beginning. If it's lechachila, I mean, at the first part. If it's a suffix right away, off the bat. So then the guy's tahor. Ashlon is nizkak l'tumah until he says that he's definitely. Until definitely tame, because mishan iskak l'tumah sveiko tame. But because once he becomes right, we assume that he's tame. Right, so any suffix in that scenario, right, whether you're trying to be matahirim, right, there's going to be he's going to be tame. Minani mili, how do you know? So I'm going to read amarav. Right, the pasuk says amakra l'taro o l'tama o. Right, then we're trying to the coin's going to come and try to make him tahor, right, or tame. Right, again, just to, let's quote the whole pasuk over here. Right, zos taras nega taras beged semer o pishnim o shzio erev o kol klior lataro o latama o. Right, so you make him tahor, make him tame. So hold pasuk ba'akaz and b'taro tchila. Right, since the pasuk says taro and latamo as opposed to tamo and taro. So again, if we're going to be selfish, we're going to say latar. So the gemara says yach if that was the mucker, so I feel niskak latama not misvigo tahor. What do you mean? If that was the case, so then you should always say that selfish is tahor. Why are you telling me only if he is tahor? Right, and not if he's tamei, right? That this seems to imply we should always have suffix tahor. So Ella's rather no, so it's not that's not the makor. But it's but what Rav Yehuda Marav said was not, right, we're not gonna really answer what the makor is, but Rav Yehuda Marav said was not shayach to us, it was shayach to something else. Really itmar the Rav Yehuda Marav, right? Ahoy itmar. It was said about this Mishnah, meaning not our Mishnah. The following mission in the Goyim, right? In Baharis, Kodma Laseir Lavan, right? If Tome, so if the Baharis, which is one of the white spots, right? And the white spots is similar, it's one of the things that's Tzeras, right? So if it's before the white hairs, right? Meaning white spot with white hair, that's Tzeras. If he had white spot, right? And then he had white hair, so then he's Tome. If him Seir Lavan, Kodma the Baharis, so then Tar. But if he had white hair, right, on his skin, and then he ended up with some white spots, all right, so then he's tahor. Safek tame, if he's not sure which happened first, so then he's tame. Rabbi Shua keha, and Rabbi Shua says it's not clear. It's murky. It's unclear. So the Gemara says, "My keha, what do you mean?" I'm Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Keha of a tahor, meaning it's not clear, and it's tahor. V'dilma keha v'tame. Why didn't he say it's tame? I mean, it's a safek. So why didn't he say it's tame? That's when Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yudamarav. That's when he quoted the pasuk Amakar l'taro l'tamo. Right. That's when he quoted that pasuk. The whole pasuk b'akaz b'taro t'chila. Since we assume that it was tahor, right? The tahor, not assuming it was tahor. Since the pasuk started with tahara, right? So we're going to assume that what's going on over here, right? That whenever you have a safek, right? Whether you had the affliction, the white baharis first, or the skin for, or the white hairs first. We're going to go the kula. We're going to make him tahor, as Rabbi Yehoshua ruled. Okay, very exciting day tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and we'll get ready to finish the Masechta.